super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
We survived the Wasteland weekend, and I have two of the survivors on, Ed Demko and Jason Martinko. Welcome to the Grindhouse. Well, actually, Ed, you've been here before. Jason, it's your first shot.
Yay.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Cool shit.
How's it going, Pete?
Great. Hell of a show. Hell of a show. I'm still partying, actually, so you have to forgive me.
That is a Friday night.
Well, I this is how I wind down, you know. I level off on the booze and weed till I hit for, you know, then it's just normal shit, you know.
Why not, right?
So the recycling bin loves me and Ken's block, you know.
So, man, I'm sorry I wasn't there, guys. I want to apologize to you both. I wish I'd have been there.
Yeah, we that's all good then.
It was difficult getting there. You know how it goes.
It's difficult for everybody getting there. That's a bad thing.
I feel like...
Yeah, but once you're there, it's easy, though.
There you go. It just seems like I can't get out of this area. It's like they don't want us to leave by... We have these local entertainment/tourism taxes, and every time you buy a plane ticket, it says one thing, and then you go ahead and click yes, and then all of a sudden it throws the taxes on, and it jumps it up like $110 more dollars because I live here in this wonderful city of Kansas City, Missouri.
I was actually just watching something about a bunch of bikers from Kansas City.
Wow.
Yeah, I forget what the hell the biker gang was called, though.
Probably Poor
the
Bastards.
Giggling Goose. The Giggling Goose.
Yeah, the Poor Bastards, that's what...
Are they fags?
No. They should be called the Mullets.
It was a good wasteland, though, I thought.
Yeah, we got to meet Ginger. Well, you guys got to meet Ginger Lynn. I've, you know, known her for a while.
When's she going to be on the show, man?
We're talking about that. She's gonna. I got to get a hold of her. She's going to get a hold of me. She wants to do it.
Good.
So, and we had a really great revealing panel on that whole thing.
I couldn't even ask any questions because you guys covered everything.
Yeah, it was excellent.
And she didn't hold back at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, I was waiting for somebody in the room to, you know, ask the question.
Oh, the Charlie Sheen question?
Oh, of course. It surprisingly didn't happen, though.
No, she had told me the night before that she didn't want to talk about Charlie Sheen or Ron Jeremy.
Really?
Well,
I don't ever want to talk about Ron Jeremy either.
Me neither.
Woody
Hedgehog. The Hedgehog.
He's something.
Yeah, so that was cool. The whole weekend was cool, even though it was cold and shitty and rainy and stuff.
Yeah. We kept it pretty warm, though.
Oh, yeah. The live show crashed the server again, right, Todd?
Oh, yeah. That was great. That was a great deal.
Place in almost a month's time.
I tell you what, the thing was, I even increased the bandwidth and increased, you know, I went in and increased the buffer size and everything, knowing that it was going to be a pretty tough one, and still didn't matter. Boom. Thanks, Pete.
Hey, I'm here to please, you know.
That's what I hear.
Right.
Satisfaction is my middle name.
Awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, aside from everything else that went on, the three of us have this. We've been talking about this, and I know a big influence on Jason and Ed is Al Goldstein, and I've met Al Goldstein a lot of times, and, you know, had the pleasure of his company, and we really feel that we want to resurrect something in like a testament to his vision, but unfortunately. We were trying to figure out who owned the name Screw, and I was told by multiple sources to stay away from it. Nobody knows what the legality of it is and something like that. So the three of us put our heads together, and we came up with this idea called Screwed, and we prefaced it by saying we are all screwed, which we pretty much are in this day and age. So we are going to put this together, and I'll give you guys the floor. You can throw out your ideas on how this whole thing came together.
what you want to talk about
Yeah,
yeah, man. I mean, yeah. And I think like all of us for a few years have kind of been just talking about it, like especially when we meet up at places like Wasteland, and you know, Pete, obviously what he just said to everybody is what he basically told us, and from the stuff that I've been able to find out, it's pretty much about the same thing. It's a questionable thing where the whole trademark lays. So we put our heads together, like Pete said. We came up with this idea, and I mean, it's going to be something pretty cool. I mean, obviously, we're looking to do something in print. It's going to be, you know, we have obviously Pete's going to be working with us here. I'm going to be doing stuff. Jason's going to be doing some stuff. We have a couple other people on board. A guy named Kelly Forbes, who I do another show with called Dead Format, which Pete is going to be on very soon. He's actually going to do the art direction for the whole thing. He does covers for Fangoria magazine, and he's done a lot of other stuff too. But he's going to be working with us as well. I also got word today. I didn't even tell you guys this, but Robin from Cinema Sewer is actually going to be working with us too. He's going to be doing some. He's going to have like a specific thing that. We'll talk about that at some other time, but like he's definitely going to be doing something with us as well. We have a lot of really cool ideas that, you know, I talked to Jason and Pete about with possibly working with people that have worked in the business to maybe do something with us. We'll see what we could do as far as that goes. But I mean, we have a lot of irons in the fire, and I have to say, honestly, I'm really impressed with, you know, the response that we've got from announcing that we're doing this at Wasteland. And also from people that have contacted me already that are interested in working on it and stuff like that. So, I mean, so far so good, you know what I mean? And that's just the way, you know, we're going to go about it. And I know that, you know, Jason is going to do a specific column for us. Jason, you want to tell everybody what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, I'm going to be Dr. Whitecoder. I'm going to be answering medical advice and questions and letters that people write in, and some personal hygiene stuff like that.
So we got that, you know, obviously Pete, we know we're going to give Pete like a special section to do the rants, because one thing that we've definitely talked about that's going to be fucking really cool. If anybody remembers Screw and obviously Al Goldstein, which Pete was talking about earlier, that there's a big thing, the big section, the fuck you section. And obviously I think Pete's going to be the right guy to handle this, because, you know, if you know who Pete is, and if you're listening to the show, you know who Pete is.
Yeah, his was the shit list.
But remember? Basically, it's going to give you a good place to rant, I think. And maybe some extra special rants, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love extra special rants.
Yeah.
But I also have someone who can do erotic astrology for us, too.
Nice.
I got that hooked up. I was thinking of, you know, expanding, you know, my strengths are writing. Obviously, your guys are organization and shit like that. So I got a few things like maybe the 42nd Street Pete guide to Internet Dating, maybe the guide to 70s cheap wines, you know, things like that, as well as some, you know, grindhouse and, you know, hooker stories and things to keep it in the old motive, you know, because, you know, Al covered that stuff too. I remember seeing an ad for Savage Man, Savage Beast in with the porn ads. So
I mean, I think we got something really cool going on here behind the scenes. I mean, I think, like I said earlier, everybody's pretty excited to be involved with it. And I mean, I'm just looking forward to getting into the process. I mean, I know it's going to be a giant pain in the ass to get this off the ground, to be perfectly honest. But at the same time, I think everybody's willing to put something forth and try and make this something pretty cool. I mean, but like we've all said, too, this is going to be something that we want people to be able to hold in their hands. So you're not fucking downloading it. The internet's not even involved with this at all. It's pretty much going to be as simple as picking up a newspaper, although you might be able to order it over the internet.
Yeah.
That's pretty much about it.
Well, if enough people are contributing what they say they're going to contribute, the first issue may be like telephone book size.
Yeah.
Which is actually, it's fine by me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be worthwhile, trust me. Whenever I say that it's going to be something in print, I'm telling people that it's going to be something that you're not going to mind paying for. Yeah. Trust me. There's going to be a lot of really cool stuff to read in it. But not only that, but this thing, we're really going to try and work on making this thing like a piece of artwork. It's going to be really nice with some really cool layouts. And like, I mean, trust me, whenever we say that we're doing something like in the spirit of Screw Magazine, we're holding that up to pretty high standards. At least I know I am, and I know from talking to everybody else, they pretty much feel the same way. So this is going to be a pretty cool project. So I hope people, or I hope people are ready for the stupid shit we're about to do.
Yeah.
Oh, they're ready. There's a void missing. We got to fill this void.
And the funny part is, I don't know if you guys actually know this, but I wrote for Screw when they revived it for about a year. So I only have the one issue. My name's like on the fucking front cover.
Wow. Which,
to me, that was like, okay, you know, I, if I could blow myself, then I would have, you know. But yeah, so I had that distinction. I got in. I did at least seven things for them before, you know, they tanked again. But, you know, at least I got in there, and I actually managed to come up with something that offended even them. So.
Yeah,
the Paris Hilton thing. I told you that story, right? I don't know if I ever told it on the air, but I'm going to tell it because, you know, what the fuck, in the spirit of Screw. They had an editor. Al was long gone. There was a couple guys that were left. I think one of them was Kevin Hine. I think he writes for, I think it was Kevin Hine. He writes for Phantom of the Movies and shit, too. But anyway, he liked my stuff. He got me in. We agreed on a price, whatever. So I did an Insatiable retro review, Dixie Ray Hollywood Star retro review. Then they gave me these, I don't know, these Buttman discs or something to watch. But they didn't give me the covers. They just gave me the discs. I'm sitting there going, man, this is fucking ridiculous. So I just, I did one. They didn't like it. And then I just basically lied about everything and did it. No, that's what we want, you know? So, all right. Yeah, that's how much they fucking knew, so. They wanted me to do the Paris Hilton thing. So, okay, I write it up, and I get this thing back. It's not mean-spirited enough. Wrong thing to say to me. So I went, fuck, this might still be on the old 42nd Street Pete website somewhere. But I went off. I basically fist-fucked this chick with Freddy Krueger's glove. You know, that's how bad it was. I send it in, and I get a phone call. We can't print this. I'm like, you're screwed.
Really?
They go, yeah. They go. Well, this is really too. And I'm like, well, you're screwed. So that's where we sort of came to a parting of the ways. But they were out. I mean, I got an email saying they couldn't pay me. They were going under and shit. And they were actually using stuff from Cinema Sewer. I think they were. I don't know what they were doing with him, whether they were compensating him or not. But they had a lot of stuff from him toward the end.
Yeah, he did work for them. That's something that I actually found out, too, that I kind of knew, but I wasn't quite sure. But, yeah, I talked to him a little bit about it, and he mentioned it. So, yeah, I mean, so put it that way. We're starting out this new thing, and we got two people that actually worked on Screw.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Intriguingly so. I mean, we could actually, you know, and if any, you know, I know a lot of you poor hookers that listen to my show have been outsourced since the Craigslist debacle. But, you know, for reasonable rates, we will let you advertise in the back of, you know, our magazine, you know, to keep it in the spirit of, you know, true, you know, screwed spirit. But we got to keep saying screwed. We're going to get nailed sooner or later. So
yeah.
My radio show gets shut down because I said screw, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be
it's irony. All parody, Pete.
I know. But I mean, we could actually get, you know, real live hookers to put their ads, you know, in. And, you know, it'll run in perpetuity because of the back issues and stuff. It ain't like an internet shit. So, you know, you pay your one-time thing. You'll be in issue one, or is issue zero. This is going to be issue zero, correct?
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
And you'll have that distinction, and you'll be old and gray, and you'll still be getting fucking phone calls. So,
I like it.
Yeah. And, I mean, we could throw in some, you know, retro old hooker ads from, you know, certain publications.
Hey, we could probably throw some in from Screw.
Yeah. I have an
extensive. I know we have a few issues laying around, right?
Yeah, I only got, God, like, I don't know how many. Jeez. I got some good stuff. I got some early ones, too.
Oh, you had some early ones in the box of them I was looking through.
Yeah, they were all doubles.
Wow.
Then I got that wonderful binder. I'm going to use that when I do weddings from now on.
Yeah,
sure.
That's it.
Yeah,
I took fucking pictures with it.
You what?
I took fucking pictures with it. Yeah, like it was fucking Santa Claus.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe when that thing was up on eBay. I'm like, how the fuck did that get to California? I know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I was even more amazed I got the damn thing. I figured somebody would. If Superfan Rob, I was waiting for him to offer me $1,000 for it when I pulled it out. He must have got a hard time.
You made that clear pretty quickly that that's not for sale.
Yeah. I have no idea what it is we're talking about.
I'm sorry. When I was first doing, you know, when I first did the whole 42nd Street Pete deal, I had to go into Screw at the headquarters in New York. And I had to photocopy, some of the ads and the ad mats and stuff for something weird Blue Book. They had a deal going on. So that's where I met Eric Danville and Goldstein and, you know, stood in the elevator with a bunch of tranny hookers that were filling out their ad forms and shit. So each year a Screw was in two binders and, you know, by year. And what happened was, Todd, you know, who knows what happened when the place folded up? Because they said everybody just grabbed shit and ran. One of these binders wound up on eBay about a year ago, and I saw it, and I'm like, it can't be what I think it is, and I went up winning the damn thing. So, yeah, I got a piece of history.
Wow.
Yeah. So next time I do a wedding, that's going to be the Bible we use.
That's awesome.
I'll start charging when I bring that out, though, because it's an artifact. It's like the Holy Grail of smut, dude. You know, it's like, you know, there's a complete half fucking year. I mean... Does anybody know anybody who has like a full run of Screw from start to finish? I don't
know.
I wish.
I saw the first issue on eBay for $2,000. Buy it now. Yeah.
I have the full run of the Micronauts comic from Marvel Comics.
Well, you know, that's a whole different class. We're not covering that, you know. So this is where I'll piss you off. They will cover Bat Babe the Dark Knighty, though, and shit like that.
No.
In my stellar performance that I just rewatched and was embarrassed as shit because my friend was. Yeah. It's one thing about me when you meet me in person, you know, I'm the same douchebag in person that I am on the internet, so or on the radio.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Because Ed was telling me people are scared of me because I'm always pissed off and shit, but I'm not.
Don't be fooled by Pete. Pete's actually a swell guy.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
Yeah.
Super swell, yeah, even. Yeah. We just don't want it to get out. We don't want to ruin his reputation.
Well, yeah. that too. But you know what it is? And this is a sad thing, and like Ed knows about this, and I don't want to really mention names, but I got typecast over the weekend because somebody came out specifically to hang out with me. And Saturday night, she got a phone call based on, we didn't know it then, but what somebody saw me doing on the internet, like it might have been the spanking video that you put up so nicely, you know? So, but be that as it may, I've done enough fucking dumb shit that it's all out there. But they made this, you know, emergency phone call that something was happening home and she had to come back right away. And she had to cut her vacation short and come back to find out that there's really nothing wrong. They just saved her from the evil pornographer.
Oh, God.
Is that fucking bullshit or what, man? But that, and like we were talking about Ginger, you know, no matter how good Ginger is, and I honestly feel that Ginger can act and really act well and can carry a film, that's what's preventing her from getting where she should be. And, you know, that's what's getting me from, you know, that's what keeps me out of a lot of venues, too. That whole, well, Ed heard me fucking go off on Tim Pone and Gingold on his thing when they air that. My God, their fucking heads are going to explode. Shit.
Yeah. Hey. What the fuck? Might as well. If you have the airtime, you might as well use it for something useful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what the fuck? I just got tired of hearing a lot of shit. You know, something. I'm not on the East Coast anymore. I don't care. It's more fun out here, and it's like people that came out from California and had never been here said they couldn't get over what a great time they had and how cool everybody is because nobody out on the East on the West Coast is like that. So, you know, it's Wasteland's just one big dysfunctional family.
It always works out, doesn't it?
Yeah. which spawned us, the Unholy Three. Yeah.
And, well, and Todd, if he ever comes back to Wasteland.
I will do it.
See, Todd couldn't write for the magazine because we would want, you know, stories about, you know, Princess Leia getting ravaged by Darth Vader and shit, you know, with the, you know, that type of crap.
That's kind
of
blasphemy, know? Dude.
Well, see, this is what we want. You know, we want to push the envelope, you know?
I understand pushing the envelope, but some things got to be sacred, man. No, got to lay off the Leia.
Nothing sacred. They're trying to remake the Wild Bunch. That proves nothing sacred. I'm ready to reenact the porch massacre on Tony Scott's front lawn. You know, God, fucking shit.
Something has to be open. Gotta have to have something sacred, darn it.
No, we're gonna do this in the true spirit of the original Screw. There are no taboos. The only taboo is the kid shit. You know, and other than that, you know. We could have a cover with a donkey blowing a load in some blonde's face, you know, and that's what we're all about, you know.
And we probably
Jason will supply the footage
because
he's got it all, you know. Jason shows donkey films on a bed sheet in his backyard in the summer, you know, the neighbors, you know. They love it.
Girl hot dogs.
I heard you showed water power outside.
What's this?
Somebody told me you showed water power out in your backyard.
Yeah, we had water power on in the yard.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Nobody said nothing?
The neighbors just say, oh, what's Jason doing tonight? Does he have naked chicks with fire out there in the backyard? What's he doing? It's nothing new to them.
You must live in a great neighborhood, either that or they're scared shitless of you.
They just act like they don't know.
Yeah.
Our place
I haven't done anything yet. I haven't done anything yet here. The one neighbor moved out already. I don't think it was because of me, though. But,
yeah. That wasn't very long.
Yeah. Hey, if I could have a 6-day, you know, 3-month turnover, if people, I don't like these people. Well, he said something about a single mother and her teenage daughter. I'm like, no, please, no, don't do that to me. Don't need that. God. Just when things were nice.
Yeah.
We also got to cover some grindhouse shit in this thing, too, you know?
But we're going to cover all kinds of shit. There's going to be a lot of movie-related shit in here. It's just, you know, obviously we're going to have some other stuff that's going to be pretty interesting. I mean, I think it's going to be like a project. That's why another reason why I love Screw is because it wasn't just movie shit or it wasn't just sex shit. It was all pretty varied, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be nice to do a thing and have like a historical thing about certain theaters that were big. Like, Pete, I guess you would know which ones to mention, but just like
that'd
a little article about it. Yeah, I think that'd be really nice. Maybe if we can get some photographs of some old theaters.
It's hard to get that. Somebody Robin knows just put up a thing of the Venus with the box office and shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was trying to book. Well, I'm computer literate as a chimp. We all know that. Don't be surprised if I send you my shit on handwritten pages and crayon. You know, I'll go back to that.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah. But he had some really good. Supposedly the guy's got some really good Times Square shots. You know, I just don't want to lift the shit without anybody knowing it. You know, but I think Robin knows the guy because I saw it on one of his threads.
We'll have to look into it, I think.
Yeah,
I mean, that's something I've always...
I've always
kind of collected the photographs myself in one way, shape, or form, even if it's just saving them off the computer. I just can't get enough of shots of 42nd Street and Times Square.
Well, how much stuff you got?
Probably a decent amount. I mean, at least of marquees and shit like that. I mean, it's amazing over the years what I've been able to track down and just from browsing shit on the internet.
Hey, fuck, we use them for graphics. What the fuck? You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
right. Why not? You know, why not? I mean, if it's on the internet, it's...
Weird would still help us out?
He might help you. I don't know what you know, because of a whole bunch, you know, I don't know what's going on with something weird. I don't really know if he has anything, to be honest with you. He had footage, but, you know, I think they were putting a lot of their stuff up on eBay, because I got a bunch of shit off them, so... I think he was really leaning down because of storage.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. I know Keith Crocker has some stuff, but he ain't going to part with it. It's like, that's like the holy anybody who's got any footage of that stuff, it's like the holy grail. Nobody wants to let it go, you know?
For good reason, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kicking myself in the ass. I never did nothing. I always wanted to drive up and down the strip with a van and just shoot the marquees.
I was watching the Basket Case Blu-ray, and it made me kind of nostalgic for that era, Pete, because, you know, Kevin's walking down the street with Belial in the basket, and you see all the marquees with all the kung fu flicks and the sleaze flicks and the gore stuff. Man, kind of makes you miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's Frank. You know, Frank was one of the last guys to shoot over there too, and he's still. You know, he was up at the show. He was a lot of fun. He was having a great time. He hates doing shows, but he really had a good time.
Yeah, he's hilarious on the Blu-ray. They have a whole bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff on, you know, they're doing a tour of where they shot and everything and what it looks like today, and he's pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
And they got some good locations. They shot at the, I think it was the Hellfire Club, too, for Basket Case, which is in Cruisin'.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lovely place. We walked in there one night by accident.
Nobody stopped.
We were fucking, you know what it is? We used to get really, really drunk, and we walked in, and we had no clue where the fuck we are, and we're sitting at the bar, and I'm starting to, like, sober up, and I look down, and the bar was glass, and there was, like, snakes and scorpions crawling around underneath it and shit, and I'm like, okay, and then I went to take a leak, and they had this one guy chained to the fucking urinal, he's asking me to piss on him, so I'm like, yeah, I don't think we should fucking be in here at all. Then I'm trying to sober up the two idiots I'm with to, like, you know, I think we might be the entertainment because we're getting the eyeball right about now. So let's get the fuck out of here. Those wonderful. Excuse me?
Another section I was thinking of having is toilet talk, where people give their stories of weird things that have happened to them in public restrooms.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. You know, call the section the real poop, you know? The real poop inside the stall.
We got some real classy shit going on with this, you know? That's what I like about it.
Yeah. Nothing but classy.
Classy up the ass.
Yeah, old school shit. Oh, yes. It's you know, it's really, if anybody listening doesn't know, I think Al Goldstein himself is still in the VA. I think he had a couple of strokes, and he's been in there for a while, and it's just really sad to see a guy like that, you know, at the, you know, the end of his life. Unfortunately, I would think that, you know, everybody seems to have forgotten him, but yeah, we have.
Well, that's something that I was thinking about doing, I guess, to give people a little window into the issue zero is, you know, one of the articles I wanted to write about this was obviously going to be about Al Goldstein, and I'm going to see what I could find out. I mean, I'm really going to try and dig into this the best I can without fucking get on a bus and going to New York City, because who the fuck wants to do that now? But
yeah,
I'm going to try and find out what I can. I mean, the guy's the godfather of this shit. That's another reason why the whole situation with him seriously, like, offends me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But it's like, you know, when we were talking to Ginger, it's almost the same thing. She was asked to testify against 24 people, and she refused. But when those 24 people were asked to testify against her, only two refused.
Yeah.
So it's the same shit. I mean, a lot of guys owe him, and, you know, just a lot of guys, off to the side. Al's in trouble. He's got a big mouth. Yeah, okay, he fucked up. He was over the edge, but he was also diabetic, too, and if anybody's ever dealt with a really bad diabetic, they're fucking off the rocker half the time.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked up. It's a shame.
Now, what do you mean, anyone who's diabetic's off the rocker?
I've dealt with people that were, like, really bad diabetics that didn't have it under control. And it affects your mind to the point where you're doing things, or you don't realize you're doing them, but you're doing them. Because one of the guys told me that he would order weird shit from a catalog, like 2,000 plastic frogs. things like that. So
that's kind of freaky. Sort of,
yeah, well, I know. Well, you know, it's just, you know, you got to keep your eye on things like that. But I was, he had, you know, the funny part was he had the gastric bypass surgery. After that, he wasn't diabetic anymore. Yeah. I ran into him after that. I mean, he looked like, you know, he's half the man he used to be. And then ran into Ron Jeremy and he says, oh, yeah, I'll beat diabetes. No longer diabetic.
Jeez. So,
I guess the moral of the story is don't be a fat motherfucker or else you become diabetic.
Like the rest of the country.
Yeah, I know, because we're force-fed sugar from cradle to grave and they wonder why we're all sick and end up like that. That's okay.
Maybe we can delve into that a little bit in the magazine.
Yeah. Fat motherfuckers and why they are like that, you know. I got great, you know, I got great, you know, headline articles like, you know, is there really enough fiber in pussy? Eating pussy, you know? It's a question nobody's ever asked. I mean, they call it munching in the broccoli. Broccoli's loaded with fiber, so I would ascertain that, you know, pussy should have a lot of fiber, but if it doesn't, why are we wasting our time down there, you know? Steams up my glasses.
You're supposed to get rid of the glasses and put on the safety goggles, Pete.
Yeah.
Little window.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, when these scream queens die, and I'm just going to say, you know, I don't want to mention a name on the air, but, you know, the one that was opposite me, you know? And, you know, when they die and get all wrinkly and scurvy, that their fake tits go the same way, or the fake tits just stay the same, you know?
Depends on what kind of material the fake tits would be made out of, I think.
You'd think? I mean, they don't decompose. I mean, you know, here's this woman that's 90 years old, almost a walking mummy, but she has a huge pair of 38Ds. They're firm and pliant still. So,
do we need to get a medical advisor here with us, I think?
Yeah.
Well, I thought Jason was going to do that. You see, I'm throwing this out so you can you research up on this for, you know, future, you know, issues.
This is good.
Because it pays to have a fucking backup plan. You know?
And a clipboard.
Yeah, really. Oh yeah, you got to get on the Forbes gimmick, dude. You got to put the fucking white coat on with the clipboard and the pencils and shit.
Yep.
You got to do it.
He's wearing that shit right now.
Yeah, really. And nothing else.
Yeah. Oh, we could also, like you said, you know, you got this thing. I got the itinerary here. If I just exit out of this window, if I don't blow my computer up, I got an editorial. Can I read this out loud or is this top secret?
Yeah, it's just ideas.
This is ideas and how this is going to start. Now it'll be an editorial by me, lead article by Ed, an international sex scene describing kinky sex practice of other culture. I don't know who's going to write that.
That's good.
Probably Jason. new porn. I'm not going to be writing that. I'll write porn from the past. I got some good shit. Then we have the Dr. Whitecoder and medical column by Jason Martinko. We have the crazy bitch column, which we already have an erotic astrologer. We got that on board. And didn't you say somebody else wanted to write for the crazy bitch column?
I don't know.
I thought you.
I try to avoid the crazy bitches as much as I personally can. But.
Well, you know, if we don't, we have to include them to prove we're an equal opportunity. You know, whatever. Because don't forget, Al Goldstein had Honeysuckle Divine.
Yeah.
You know.
Might have to have an open call for that one, maybe.
Yeah, or we could have. How about slut advice? You know.
Slut advice. Yeah.
Have a real slut giving advice to other sluts. You know.
I like it.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's pertinent, you know. Then we have fuck off to famous people or whoever, which is, we know we're going to get out of hand in that.
Yeah.
Sleazy book reviews of porn or sex related books. Well, you're sort of pigeonholing it. We should have other shit in there too.
Yeah. Whatever.
Children's books, you know.
Children's books.
Vintage hooker and movie ads. We're going to have that. Plus, if we can actually get some, you know, I know you young ladies are listening to me because I used to patronize you all. So, you know, I know you're just waiting for me to come into some money again, which will never happen. But the best I can do for you, you know, because it was one who wanted me to take her to, this one actually, you know, found out I went to Wasteland and said, well, let me ask you something. Are you in your room during the day? And I said, no, it's not going to happen. Forget about it. You know, we already have our agent book, you know, unless you can actually do something weirder with your vagina than crush a can, you can't come. You know, we already have our mainstay and we don't need any more. So, yeah, I would say that, you know, and, you know, even if you're a tranny and you want to throw in an ad, we'll take your money, you know. The ad run a perpetuity, you know. It's great stuff. Then we have Creepy Classifieds, a place for scumbags to meet other scumbags. Oh, who came up with this one?
Who do you think?
Yeah.
Who do you think?
scumbag of the week in a good way or a bad way? Yeah.
Yeah. Come back in a good way or a bad way, yeah.
Well, you know, in terms of, you know, you're saying a week, but, you know, in our world, as it was in, you know, the Judeo-Christian God, a week could be as long as we want it to be, you know, so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so. So it could be a week if we go for a fucking year. It could count the same week, so we're covered. It's no big whoop. So, yeah, that's it. You know, we got other, you know, with other ideas, too, like, you know, the whole grindhouse thing and, you know. There's a bunch of crazy shit we can do.
Something else I think that people are going to see are going to be a few of the excerpts from Cinema Sewer as well. Like, we're going to have some of this stuff in there. So
Yeah, he's got some cool stuff. I bought. He's got another book out, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I absolutely love the Cinema Sewer books. I love those things.
He should come on here and plug his book.
He should.
I had Canadian people on before. I'm not prejudiced. I had Steve and Hugo on from Digger Films with the other thing. They're friends of mine, so yeah, he can come on. I think I sent him a DVD one time. I think I sent him the Interspecies Erotica collection.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah, I gotta get some more of them for the fans. You know, holidays are coming up and shit, so you know.
Yeah,
it makes for a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, I know. And anything else? Somebody should review that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go, Jason. That one's right up your alley because you actually have the footage now. He has all the footage.
I don't know what's funnier, the fact that I own that or the fact that my girlfriend actually bought that for me.
Yeah, I remember that. Sorry, Shauna, we don't gift wrap, you know.
Yeah. She had her eye on that one.
A lot of people did. Yeah, it's a true wonder in itself. Yeah, memories. I can't top that one either. Oh, I have to put a plug out though that After Hours Cinema, AlternativeCinema.com has, you know, taken note that the economy blows, and they've knocked $10 off all my titles. In other words, the $29.95 titles are now $19.95. The 1995 titles are now $12.95. So stock up because it's only going to be good till the end of the year. So, yeah. Support your local pornography.
Those things are loaded.
Oh, yeah. There's more jizz in them than John Holmes' cock, let me tell you. They're fully loaded. As will Screwed be. Scrooby dooby doo. Yeah, it's great stuff, though. This is going to be a winner. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, who's
everybody is.
Who's editing this?
Someone.
we're all wound up on this way. Oh, someone.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It'll happen.
Yeah, I'm going to write my editorial. See, if I write my editorial now, would it be stale, or should I write the editorial when we're just about to go to print?
Why don't you just write one now and then wait towards you go towards print, and then you have a backup plan.
Right.
Yeah, but what's pertinent? I don't know. Well, you know, basically the editorial would be how, you know, the origin of this whole thing and, you know, why we're doing it and, you know, why we fully expect to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You know, so.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have anything for anybody to tape, so.
Yeah. They can't steal it. Cinemageddon can't steal the book. They'd have to physically walk in the store and steal it like the fucking thieves they are. So.
And we're going to have a big group of bikers to make sure that that doesn't happen. So
yeah.
You're going to have them from Kansas City. The mullets are coming in for you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. See, we got connections from all over the place here. We're calling everybody in on it. So.
Yeah, really, because, you know, hey, for all we know, this, you know, let's get ahead of ourselves. We might have to go on a book signing tour, you know?
Yeah.
See?
And we'll probably all die on the tour.
There's plenty of places around here in Jackson County alone. I think there's like 622 places where you can go for that kind of book signing.
Well, no, it's not pornography. This is art, Todd. You're missing the point.
I said art.
Yeah, what's your idea of art? He called me up one time from a fucking porn drive-thru in Tennessee. And he goes, I came through here and I thought of you.
Kentucky.
Nice.
Kentucky. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, I've never seen anything like it.
My phone rings and he goes, yeah, I just drove by this huge porn place and I thought of you. I'm like, gee, thanks. Yeah.
Well, it's a drive-thru, dude. I was like, that's a wonder Pete didn't think of that.
What the fuck is a drive-thru? What can you possibly achieve going through a drive-thru porn thing? Well, you know, what do they have, a little McDonald's menu on the side?
It was hilarious. They had like this. They had this thing. You flip through the titles, and you just go up to the window.
Wow! Somebody told me there's a porn joint in Tennessee that's like three city blocks long, and that if you start at the beginning, you start watching Ron Jeremy films. By the time you get to the end of the building, you're skinny again. Yeah.
That's
they
awesome.
Said, like, you open some of these pee poos and there's like old dead mummified corpses in there with these old guys that died while wanking and they forgot to clean them out.
That almost sounds like, yeah, there's a place like that right down the road about 15 minutes from the studio here, and it's got three stories, and it's pretty frightening, man.
Hey, wow. See, this is what you could do to contribute. If you could drive around and take pictures of these things and send them in, you know?
I could do that.
Yeah, we could have the little Todd's porn of the Midwest section, you know.
I'd have to go by an alias.
Oh yeah, you can go by an alias. You can go by Dirty Sheets.
Ah, Jesus.
There you go. Dirty Sheets guide to the Midwest porn places.
I was just thinking Rod Sheets.
That's all wrong.
Rod Sheets. Yeah. No, Dirty Sheets is better.
Oh, you guys.
We got dreams here, Todd.
Todd, you'd be contributing to an important part of culture, you know. We don't need a lot of them, just the scuzzier ones, you know.
Yeah.
If you got guys hanging out front wanking, that'd be even more fun, you know.
We'll have to send the mullets with them.
I was going to say, I'm going to need some backup on this one, I think.
Yeah.
Just do drive-bys, that's all.
Drive-by snapshots. There you go.
Hey, that's what we used to do. I mean, what the hell, you know? Just to give us
the
Midwest flavor. Then you could put an ad for Nightwatch on the same page.
No, thanks. Oh, Lord.
Come on, you wanted a crossover audience. There you go.
Well, you know, Pete, the weird story, I don't know if I ever told you about how Nightwatch got just huge in Australia was because it was on two AM and FM stations there. The same company owned an AM FM station in Sydney and an AM FM station in Melbourne. And they wanted to market the show. So they went to these go-go places and these after hours joints and these like late night clubs, right? And they made these banners up and they said, if you love the nightlife, you've got to listen to Nightwatch and things like that, where things really go bump in the night, stuff like that. And they put these all over the place. Well, believe it or not, it made my show the number one overnight show on the weekends in Melbourne and Sydney. And I had no idea. I just saw all this traffic from there and got excited. And it was all because of those efforts of people putting them in places that I would never go.
See,
there you have it.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
So am I really over in the land down under?
You are. You're everywhere, dude. It was really funny to see China was like a big supporter of Pete's show last week.
Wow. That's awesome.
I have no idea what they were thinking.
China?
Yeah, suddenly you got an increase of like 40% in China last weekend.
What the fuck?
Maybe they
finally heard about the screen thing.
Maybe they finally allowed him into the Google, the China Google. So wow. After all these times of trying to get in there.
Are you fucking shitting me? We're actually getting heard in China? Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's Canada. Canada really likes your show. We got some UK audience going. And then, of course, you'd be surprised. Brazil and all these bizarre. Malaysia is listening to Pete. So,
Malaysia.
Wow.
There you, I think they harbor the same love for midgets that Pete harbors.
There's a lot of them down there.
Well, I was going to say, Pete, no offense about China, but honestly, they're just probably looking and seeing what they're buying.
Yeah. They're not buying my stuff.
No, I mean, they're just...
I will ship that. You know, something, if I have an audience in China, you people are listening, and you really want some retro American smut, it would be my honor and a privilege, you know, for you know, the sale price that I quoted to send it over to you. No problem. You know. Just give me a currency that's worth something. You know, that's all. I'm down with that. That's incredible. Everybody's still here.
You're going worldwide, brother.
Yeah, I know. Well, when Screwed hits, we'll be screwed. You know, Screwed could spawn a radio show, too. It won't get paid for, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think Screwed would be better as a visual thing, like on TV.
Maybe we could restart Midnight Blue.
Yeah, well, didn't Rich from Horror Realm say he was going to do some kind of internet TV thing?
I don't know.
I remember him saying something. Somebody down there want to do something. That would be like, you know, if internet TV was completely uncensored, like, you know, not like HBO or shit, just completely fucking out of whack, we could have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
What? The internet pay-per-view? Yeah, that's what a lot of wrestling companies are doing now.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, the WSU, that's their next big thing now. Oh, speaking of that, we're gonna have the primetime Amy Lee tribute roast and bake sale next week. Hopefully, we're trying to line people up. So it's you know, Amy retired from active competition, but she's still, you know, behind the scenes. So it's gonna be cool. So yeah, we're gonna do a lot of crazy shit on this show, but you know, with the magazine going back to that, that's sort of gonna be like almost a mirror of this too, about the insanity too, because it's just weird when the whole crew gets together. I mean, shit, Horror Realm crashed the server. 2 weeks later, you know, Wasteland crashed the server. Then we come up with this idea. We're actually, you know, and you know, nobody's looking to get rich off this too, but it'd be nice to get a project going. We can actually get paid for a change, you know.
Yeah, and that's part of the goal. I mean, I'm letting everybody know that from the ground floor. This is something, hopefully, whenever you write something for Screwed, you'll actually get paid something to do it. Of course not now, but maybe someday.
You won't get screwed when you work for Screwed.
We're not paying you anything.
Yeah, really. No, but I mean, if the first one takes off, and it, you know, we don't even know what we're going to gauge it as. We know probably internet sales, and probably, you know, set up a table at Wasteland or put them at a table next to me, and it'll be the Screwed table. But you know, hey, like stranger things have happened. But you know, the bottom line is there is nobody except for, you know, you got to look where your news source is. It's the Daily Show and Politically Incorrect. So, you know. You're not getting the whole story, and we're not going to get the whole story, but we can, you know, sort of parody what we're hearing and maybe get the truth out sometimes too, because sometimes the truth is hidden. And, you know, if nothing else, we're going to make people think. And that's the problem. But nobody fucking thinks anymore, so.
Yeah, and the good thing is too, something that a lot of people don't realize is this is a publication just made by us. There's no one, there's no corporate entity, there's no money man, there's no nothing behind it, there's no ulterior motive, nobody has, like, really an agenda other than just to do what they want to fucking do. So, that's good for us, and I think that's good for the readers, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a completely free format. Well, I just got the 2-minute warning, and we got to wrap this up, but I thank you guys for coming on, and we just told the world what we're trying to do, and not what we're trying to do, what we're going to do, because it's going to happen. We're going to make it happen. So we'll keep you posted on that, you know, in the coming weeks. So Don't forget, next week, hopefully we're going to have the primetime Amy Lee retirement show. And until then, stay sick, and we'll see you next week.
The boom!